This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods for the week.
We still have an hour?
We do.
Good God.
This is the same morning we had Coach O on the show.
Seems like months
it
ago.
It does. This morning at 7 if you missed it.
You guys want to hear that again at 9:30.
Ed Orgeron. We were going to talk some college football at 9:30. It wouldn't be the worst idea, but he was amazing, like he was the last time we talked to him a few years ago. That guy is a bundle of energy.
Probably get him on for next Friday, too, if
why not?
Could, possibly.
Why not?
The
great
Darren Coach O double in the 7 o'clock hour every Friday. All guests appear on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Before we get to the Rindle Report, it is time to announce our biggest fan this morning. If you hear your name called, you're going to have...
I'm playing that clip, and there's a lot of cursing.
Yeah, you can't, that,
don't play that clip. Do not stop playing that clip.
Sorry. It was an accident.
If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Qualify for the grand prize. 20 tickets for you, your friends, for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game next season with all of the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. You can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan or call now if you are Rafael Galvan from El Cajon. Rafael Galvan of El Cajon. You are on the clock now, 833-288-0973. The clip that you were playing was Wally Backman screaming at his minor league charges, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, so I saw it, it jumped up, and I don't think you'd ever heard it before, but he walks into the locker room and just lights these dudes
up. Did Kyle Shanahan do the same last night to George Pickens?
Maybe. No.
Not Kyle Shanahan. Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer. Brian.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Or
I don't know
Kyle.
Why I get the Schottenheimer-Shanahans confused.
I don't think Kyle Shanahan was there last
night. He probably was not. He coaches
the
49ers.
He coaches the 49ers. Is he the head coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably busy.
Brian Schottenheimer.
That'd be funny if he called to also yell at George Pickens after the game. I need more effort from you.
Yeah.
I was just playing that clip, and it's fantastic. I mean,
but you can't play it on the air.
I mean, I told Paulie, could you edit that and get it up? And he said, yeah, you give me about 30 days. I can get that. It's just F word after F word.
It's a Tommy Lasorda-esque rant.
I'll watch any Wally Backman baseball video, though. He is unbelievable.
He's incredible. I want to be coached like that.
If you haven't ever seen it,
go look it up.
Go on YouTube after Ben and Woods, of course. Search Wally Backman Peanuts.
Yeah, Peanuts.
That was the team. They had like a documentary crew following this independent baseball team for a season. The umpire ejection with Wally Backman, it's one of the greatest videos I've ever seen on YouTube. It made me laugh.
Apparently,
so hard.
That's frowned upon in minor B Little League. Apparently it is, because I don't think I can let it rip like that.
It's interesting, though, that Wally Backman, I don't believe, is currently coaching or managing. That's not a style that professional teams really look for.
I think
anymore.
In indie ball, it doesn't matter.
No, but like,
is he not managing at all?
I don't think so. It's 2023. He and the Long Island Ducks of the Atlantic League parted ways. The last thing that was listed in his professional bio.
If you asked me, even after hearing that rant, hey, would you let 7-year-old Bo Woods play for him? I would say unquestionably. Unquestionably, I would be like, here.
Fans definitely want that.
Oh, yes.
That's what fans want to hear from the
coach. Yes.
Half of the Padres fans are saying, why didn't we hire
Wally Backman
as our manager? You don't think Craig Stammen's going to be screaming at the team like that?
Yeah. No, I doubt it very much.
There's a reason why it doesn't play on the big league level anymore.
That's
all right,
true.
Paul, you ready for some headlines? Let's get to it.
Rindle and get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All right.
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday, buddy.
We made it. All right, let's start off in the NBA. All good things must come to an end. LeBron James had his double-digit point streak end last night after he only scored 8 points in the Lakers' 123-120 win over the Raptors. He had a run of 1,297 consecutive games where he scored double digits.
That's more games played than all but 25 players in the history of the NBA, and just in total games played, and he scored double digits in every single one.
That is unbelievable.
The streak started back on January 6th, 2007. I was 16 years old.
Wow.
That was before the iPhone 1 came out.
I got all of it. Let's see here.
Can you go game by game, each game, and how many points he scored? I'll sit back.
The iPhone didn't exist. Instagram, most of the apps that we use, they didn't exist. The Harry Potter series was about halfway through.
Okay.
Kevin Durant wasn't even in the league yet. And Nick Saban had just left the Miami Dolphins.
Wow. He had not even embarked on his momentous run at Alabama.
Journey.
Yesterday was the ninth game in LeBron James's career where he scored less than 10 points, single digits.
So only nine in his whole career.
Nine games.
Were all, obviously,
prior to 2006. Yeah. He's made it to the NBA Finals 10 times. He's played in 10 NBA Finals. He's got nine games where he scored nine or less.
The way it ended was pretty legendary as well.
Yeah, LeBron James had the ball in his hand. Tie game, clock winding down. He's got the ball. He actually dishes it out to Rui Hachimura, who hits the game-winning three.
Wow.
And everyone goes, he could have had his chance for at least 10 or even 11 there, but he decided to find the open man, gave up the ball. He was asked about it after the game. Do you have any thoughts? He goes, absolutely not. We won.
Good answer.
Next question.
If you're going to lose a streak like that.
Yeah. Do it on the game-winning assist.
Do it on the game-winning assist. That's the best way you can possibly lose that streak.
All right. J.J. Redick said, the basketball gods, if you do it the right way, they tend to reward you. He's fine. Relax.
Or was LeBron thinking, Rui's going to miss this. I'll have all of overtime.
Yeah,
keep the streak going. It's like, Rui, man. Yeah, you made that? Oh, no way.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah, pretty wild. I like some of those stats where it's just like 1,200 games or whatever, 1,300 games. That is a long, long time. All right, we'll move over to college sports. Saw some news here regarding Michigan State. Now, we talked a couple of weeks ago about San Diego State. They got a very awesome, generous donation from, I can't remember his name, but the CEO of Blenders Eyewear. He donated $5 million to the Aztecs athletic program and the basketball team, and that's going to go towards NIL and, you know, improving the facilities, all that. Really awesome. He's been overshadowed just a little bit in
just
the grand scheme of things around the NCAA landscape, because Greg and Don Williams, they made a very historic commitment to Michigan State University and
$6 million.
MSU Athletics. 12. A little bit more than that. Any other guesses?
12.
15. 50 million. 50 million. 10 times what they got at San Diego State.
Yeah. No, it was they made a $401 million dollar commitment to the Michigan State Athletic Department. So Greg Williams, he's the CEO of Acrisure. And I don't know much more about Acrisure other than that.
How's that like
legal?
$400 million. What do you even do with it?
You can donate what you want to your school.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it to football, is it just for football or the whole athletic department?
No, it's the whole athletic program.
Still, you're limited to like, what, $23 million, the new rules? I mean, you just funded all the NIL for the next 5, 10, 50, 20 years almost, 50, 18 years.
Says here, of the total $401 million, $290 million will be used in support of Spartan Athletics as part of their For Sparta campaign, their Capital
NIL.
Initiative,
yeah.
NIL, yeah. It says this gift will accelerate MSU's ability to compete nationally and build a sustainable foundation for long-term success while putting college athletics on notice that Michigan State has the resources to be an industry leader.
There's going to be guys leaving the NFL to go play at Michigan State.
Yeah, right.
I believe I have another year of eligibility, so I'll just suit up for you guys. What in the world? This is some sort of tax shelter, I'm sure of
it. It's just, you know, you look at the apples and oranges of like San Diego State and the college scene here.
Paulie, it's
and
not
then you
San
look
Diego,
everywhere.
Everybody.
Everywhere.
Look
I know. At, I understand.
Alabama but think, doesn't have a booster that gives $401 million.
I say San Diego State because I think about how excited, and for good reason, how excited we all were about that $5 million donation. And then you see this and you're like, good God.
Tim makes a good point. He says, not 400, but 401 million. What? What?
I don't know the significance.
Did he come to the athletic director and says, "I would like to donate $400 million to your program"?
I'm going
to
need 401.
I'm going to need 401. Can you get me another million?
All right,
out of that?
Fine. You drive a hard bargain. There's something extremely
I don't
shady
know.
And untoward about this.
There had to have been a rhyme or reason to the 401. Not
How do you
exactly
love Michigan
sure.
State that much? Everybody likes their school that much. You love them that much.
Magic Johnson went there.
He did.
They had a good basketball team for many years under Tom Izzo. I don't know what's they haven't been as good lately.
Well,
football team's not
good
that
now.
Good.
They're going to be good now.
I don't know.
You
is
would
that,
think.
Or
is
every school
better.
Have that much money? I don't know. Because Alabama probably has $8 billion, and you know it's fine.
Man. All right. Well, congrats to the Michigan State Spartans.
And finally,
quite a windfall.
We will wrap it up here. A lot of companies are starting to do. We talked about Spotify Wrapped yesterday and Apple Music. A lot of companies are starting to do, hey, here's your top search trends and most Googled terms.
Still
and everything
waiting
like
on
that.
Our favorite, though. Still waiting on the old corn tub. It has not come out yet.
Corn tub, I was expecting it today. I would expect it next Friday.
By
I was
next
kind
Friday.
Of looking at like past year in reviews that they've done. Last year was the 12th, so
okay.
Next Friday is the 12th. That seems like a good day.
All right.
But Babbel, they have teamed up with the closed captioning company, The Captioning Group, and they were able to put together the most mispronounced words of 2025. We can start. I've printed out these words. I can't tell you the words because I don't want to tell you how they're supposed to
right,
be pronounced.
So you have to try to read
but
them.
But I've printed them off, and I've handed them over to you guys. Let's start. Let's go 5-1.
Okay.
Number five, this person's been in the news for a few years. I know way too much about this story. Do you have any idea who this is, this person?
I don't think I've even said this one on the news, so I don't know.
He's a guy from South Carolina who is now in prison because he murdered his wife and his son. They're a very long-standing, famous, wealthy family in South Carolina that you don't mess with. It's the drama behind this story from like the last 5 years has been unbelievable. I've watched a documentary on it. But do you know who that is?
I don't know how to say this one. So, Woods, would you like to try it?
I'll say Alex Murdo.
I'm going to go...
Incorrect.
If it's mispronounced, I'm going to go with Alex Murdoch.
Close.
Murdaugh?
It's Murdoch.
That's what I said. Murdoch.
But it's Alec.
Oh, Alec Murdoch.
Does
even
not,
though it's an X.
Yes. A-L-E-X, but he goes by Alec Murdoch.
Alec
Murdoch.
Yeah.
Alec Murdoch is accused of murder.
Idiot. Murdoch.
Murdoch.
It's not funny when
right there in the name.
Loses their life.
All right, the next one's easy.
You need to go watch a documentary or a story on the Murdoch family murder. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
The lengths that they go to cover it up.
Sure, Hannah's seen it.
The history that they have with the law, anything that ever happened to that family, they were able to just brush it under the rug. It's wild. All right, number four. You guys want to give this one a
that
shot?
One's easy, right?
Acetaminophen.
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 Easy.
Gave a lot of people some trouble this year.
All right,
but
this next one got me in.
All right, this one.
You've been there.
I've been there.
Woodsy has been there. They've been in the news
big
because
heist
of a
at
jewelry
the museum
heist.
In Paris.
Yes. What is the famous museum in Paris called?
That's the Louvre.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's the Louvre.
The Louvre.
There's almost a R at the end, but not quite a R.
The Louvre.
It says
the
here Louvre. There is technically a little R.
Yes, a little Louvre. Tiny at the end.
Louvre.
Louvre. It's not Louvre. It's not Louvre.
It's not the Louvre.
It's not the Louvre.
No, it's not the Louvre.
And it's not the Louvre.
Louvre.
It's the Louvre.
Louvre.
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
Louvre.
Okay.
I think Ben's a little bit closer.
We're very close.
The Louvre. But yes, that was a very popular search trend and a very popular mispronounced word this year.
Somebody said in the chat I mispronounced niche earlier. But I didn't, right? Doesn't that how you say that? N-I-C-H-E, niche?
That's how I say it. Niche.
It's niche. Did I say niche?
Niche.
I always
niche.
Can't you say? Some people say niche.
Yeah, I think you can say both.
I think either is okay.
I think you can say both, if I'm not mistaken.
Niche.
I thought I always say niche.
Niches get stitches.
That's right.
Niches get stitches.
Niches get stitches. Don't ask me to do dishes. It's one of my favorite. We haven't played that in forever either. We'd like to hear that at some point.
We can.
Don't ask me to do dishes.
Nothing.
Dishes. This will be me on Sunday.
This is the
When the Irish don't get into the playoff on Sunday, this is going to be me at my house.
This was probably 6-7 years ago.
Easily.
And it was a Steelers fan who his team just lost in the playoffs.
You're going to find me dead! I'm going to kill myself! Don't ask me to do nothing! This is nothing!
Furious.
His girlfriend is just recording him. He's just pacing. Don't ask me to do dishes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm not. That's the one. That's the best because he's in pain from his team losing and he knows what's coming next.
Don't ask me to do nothing.
That. He knows he's going to be asked to
I just
do
let
something.
You watch a 3-hour game. Now I
get
need
your
you
ass in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Probably
and do
1 o'clock.
Dishes.
Start. It's probably, we're talking like 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Sunday. Yeah.
Dishes. Nothing.
Yeah. Don't ask me to do anything, okay? I'm not doing anything. I do get that way around Padres games where I'm like in the playoffs, I'm like, look, whatever you have for me, I'm unavailable. I'm not around. I don't go to those extremes of you're going to find me dead, but...
Don't ask me to do nothing!
Dishes.
Dishes, nothing!
It's the best. Hope that guy's okay.
Gets me every time.
All right, number two.
All right, number two. It's a weight loss drug.
Mounjaro.
I think that's right. Mounjaro.
This one is saying, now they do the parentheses for the pronunciation. It says M-O-W-N.
Mounjaro.
Well, I think everyone's saying it wrong.
Oh, I've been saying Mounjaro.
Everybody might
saying
be
Mounjaro.
Saying it wrong, but you are saying it the way everybody
Mounjaro.
Else is saying.
Mounjaro.
It is M-O-U-N, so like mountain.
Mountain.
I think we're thinking like Kilimanjaro, but it's
not,
Kilimanjaro.
Mounjaro. And finally, the number one most mispronounced words of 2025. He was elected mayor of New York City last month.
I have had to say this one on television a few times.
Okay, you go ahead and I'll copy you.
Wanna, no, you,
no,
do
you
it first.
Should go first,
go
I think, Woods.
Zoran Mamdani.
Very good. Zoran Mamdani.
Thank you.
Yep. Pretty good.
I'm sweating that a little bit more than I should have. All of those.
That was fun. You can see me do the exact same thing on the 4 o'clock news this afternoon.
Why does it have to be four? You're only anchoring
the
four.
The early news today.
Just the four?
I believe so.
My kids are going to be so disappointed.
Why? Oh, because you're not around.
Yeah,
at
we
four?
Have a flag football.
I thought that was
game.
Perfect for you guys because you go to bed at 5:15.
I'll watch
as soon as it gets dark.
Well, we have a football game. Otherwise, we would be.
Oh, okay.
Playing for third place.
Ooh,
which is weird.
The bronze medal
game.
Yeah,
the bronze
sometimes
medal
that's
game.
The big one because when you're playing for first, you know you're guaranteed gold or silver.
Yeah.
But when you play for third, it's bronze or nothing.
So when the Padres make the World Series, you're fine with it because they got the silver? I don't think so. You're playing for the championship.
True.
So now you go play for the third place game, but they get a chance to play another football game. It gives us something to do, so I'm in.
You believe in consolation games? Like this? You don't really?
No, not really.
Like, you wouldn't want to see the losers of the league championship series play for third place?
God, no.
Like, the opposite days of the World Series?
And I love playoffs.
Here's our third place series.
I love playoffs, but absolutely not.
Because they'll
Brewers,
do that at the World
Mariners.
Cup. There's a third place game at the World Cup.
Brewers, Mariners, I'm good. I've seen enough of both of you. You both piss me off, so...
the conference champions and the football. There's the Super Bowl and the third place bowl.
Forget it.
Between the losers.
No. I'm really not in, you know. But again, for these kids, it gets them the chance to go play another game and keeps them out of trouble, Ben, on a Friday night. Yeah.
All right, we have last pair of tickets to Zach Bryan. We'll give those away when we come back. And then we'll look ahead conference championship weekend in college football. All ahead with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Well, we've already spent an inordinate amount of time talking about EcoWater this morning. If you missed that, you're going to want to go back and listen at 6 a.m. But no, EcoWater is simply... the best. We've got the EcoWater system in our home. Wife actually texted me a picture earlier. She said, you mentioned yesterday we may need to add, you have to add a little salt in it. And she said, we're good. We are. And it's been like a year. It's so easy. They put it in and you just get bottled quality water out of every faucet and tap in your home. That's why we have it in our home. We wanted to make sure we did not subject our children and ourselves to hard water, not just rough on your skin. It's destroying your plumbing, your appliances, and water heater, but it's the best tasting water out there. You add the alkaline filters, your hydration gets a healthy boost. The skin is better, the hair feels better, coffee tastes better, everything is better with Eco Water. So try the Soft Life and alkaline water now, just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338. Or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know your old pal Woodsy sent you down there, please. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
So we're almost a half an hour into this World Cup draw show. I have yet to see a single ball drawn out of a single bowl. Robbie Williams, Woods was telling me, English singer, was just performing. And the funny thing is, I saw the lineup. They said they had special drawing assistants like
Tom Brady,
Aaron Judge, Shaquille O'Neal,
Jelly Roll.
And Paulie said this morning, surprised Kevin Hart's not going to be there.
He is.
He just popped up on the stage. He's absolutely there on the stage.
He said that. I thought you were joking. I looked up. I go, oh, there he is.
There just is. Missing. Who's the who are the other usual suspects? Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg, Jelly Roll. Who else do you see? Pat McAfee. Who am I missing?
This is Fox. I would expect to see like Ken Jeong.
Yeah, Ken Jeong does a lot of stuff for them. Yep. Who's the guy that used to do all the imitations of coaches and stuff?
Oh, Frank Caliendo.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. There.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart was there.
So far, no drawing, just
a lot of hype.
Just a lot of hype and performances and stuff.
Yeah, it's I like to get to the meat of it. They usually give you like one out of the chute, and then they drag it out.
I saw someone say this could be an email. This could all be handled in an email.
A tweet, just a tweet.
I think about when they do Selection Sunday for like the March Madness tournament. 68 teams.
Yep.
You're just as soon as your school is heard, and if you get it in that first region, you're like, oh, thank God, I can just turn this off.
Yeah, 100%. Super Bowl again. Like, what? When do they kick the ball? That's what I want to know. When do they actually do the kickoff? Because I want to be there for that.
Thought the Super Bowl pregame show was long. This is a six-month pregame show now for the World Cup soccer actually beginning.
Indeed.
So nothing happening as of yet. We want to remind everybody that we are teaming up with Hop Run Tours for an unforgettable trip to the Windy City next summer to watch San Diego take on Chicago, one of the most historic stadiums in all of baseball. This package from Hop Run Tours will include round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations for 3 nights at a 4-star hotel, a stadium tour, and tickets to 2 games, plus a group dinner with Bennett Woods. Visit 973thefansd.com/Chicago for all the details. This special fan trip brought to you by Hop Run Tours, who handles all the travel and event details. 97.3 The Fan is proud to promote this package. And Woods, what did you hear from our friend David J with Hop Run?
Said, listen, I am very confident we will sell out this weekend. So if folks are on the fence, they're going to have to decide soon.
Limited spots available.
I'll keep a waiting list in case anyone backs out. But if they're going to lock in a spot, now's the time. What a phenomenal Christmas or holiday gift.
Carlos asks in the chat, what stadium will we be visiting
again?
We can't say specifically.
Schmigley Field.
What Chicago team, Purple wants to know?
The Schmubs.
The Mubs.
Yeah, the Mubs.
The Mubs.
Not the Schmite Sox.
No.
So we will be there. I cannot wait for this trip. Cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. And we'll be broadcasting for a few shows while we're out there. Going to be hanging with you guys. You know, please don't keep Ben out too late painting the town. We need him fresh for the shows.
No, you don't.
No? Yeah, that's fair.
Let's paint the town.
I'm going to make reservations for us because we're going out actually a day early on Sunday. What sounds good? Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Or do you want a steakhouse?
That could be good too. We're probably going to get... I definitely need some pizza. I definitely need some hot dogs while we're there. Those are both absolutely critical. But if we're going out,
the three of us,
Chicago Midwest steak does sound appealing.
Okay, I was going to actually book the Italian restaurant.
Let's do the Italian, man. It's fine.
You're such a pushover. Do you want steak?
Mike Ditka's Steakhouse.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good.
I figured it was a little more novelty than actual solid.
I was going to book Gibson's. Gibson's or Carmine's?
Ooh, Carmine's.
They're both they're both phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You're the Chicago man.
All right. You're going to trust
my word?
I'll leave
it to you. I trust your judge. I won't even do any research.
I was
like going to
say, I bet he runs to his phone
I'm
and looks up
gonna
his
I'm not going
to
do it. I'm just going to trust Woods. And
Eat Her. And he has an app called Eat Her. And he looks up all their different restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you promise that you won't go research?
I promise.
Okay.
I won't.
You trust my judgment?
I trust your knowledge of Chicago and your judgment.
Okay. Steakhouse is a steakhouse.
Now, once you've officially made reservations, I may look just to see at the menu, just to
see what I might
want to get.
No problemo. No problem.
Because I hate when I haven't seen the menu and I arrive at a restaurant.
I don't go in cold anymore.
And then I have to make the decision.
No.
And sometimes it's a big menu and I go,
I have the whole thing planned before I get there.
I want to pre-plan.
Oh, yeah.
I pre-plan and I still am a mess.
Right?
Like, they come around, I'm like, yeah, take her order first and then I'll be ready.
Really?
Specials at you. I leave room for flexibility. Like, if I'm so moved, I can be inspired by something else. I don't always have it 100% locked in when I go, but I do tend to look at the menu before I arrive.
Yeah, I usually have my whole meal planned out. So, all right, Carmine's it is.
Hot beef!
Yeah, we will definitely be eating hot beef there as well. So, get on it. How do they get their trip again?
Again, go to 97.3thefan.
SD.com/Chicago.
Hold on. 973thefansd.com. That pretty much starts every single one of our website things. This one ends in /Chicago. 973thefansd.com/Chicago.
I can't wait.
Looking forward to it. All right, before we go, let's give away some tickets. Last pair of tickets to see Zach Bryan at Snapdragon Stadium next summer. Well, you've confused the heck out of me this week with all your country music comparisons. Zach Bryan at Snapdragon Stadium next summer, July 31st. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but call 833-288-0973. Fifth caller, going to get one more pair of tickets to Zach Bryan next summer at Snapdragon Stadium. We'll come back, talk a little college football, give you an update if there's any World Cup balls drawn at all. Next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. When we next talk to you on Monday, we will be joined by Sam Levitt. We'll be in Orlando, Florida at the MLB winter meetings. I believe they technically kind of begin Sunday. You check in, you get your badge, lanyard, and get the lay of the land, but officially Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That Sunday night, that's the big night for the hotel bar.
Straight to the bar.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sammy goes straight to the bar, but he will be there on Sunday.
Probably better be.
That's where everything happens. Yeah. That's where the reporters hang out.
He better be down
GM
there.
GM stop
if he's just
by.
In his room. I'm like, what are you doing?
Just go have a soda water, you know, if you don't want to get tanked up.
He will be on our show every single morning with updates from the winter meetings. Will there be some big signings? You know, there are still big name free agent pitchers available, even though Dylan Cease already signed, and a few others. Framber Valdez is still out there.
Yep.
Tatsuya Imai from Japan. Ranger Suarez, of course. Michael King is still on the market. Zach Gallen still on the market as well. A few others. We talked earlier about the trade market. Johan Oviedo acquired by the Red Sox from the Pirates.
Yep.
Pirates might be interested in trading another pitcher at some point.
We're going to hear from Scott Boras next week, I'm sure. But we're also going to hear from Ben Boras.
I got to come up with some new non-Boras represented puns. Because every player, even if you're not represented by Scott Boras, deserves some good punnage at the winter meetings.
Ben Boras. It's one of my favorite bits.
I look forward to it every year.
Probably not yours.
No, I mean, there's a little pressure that last year's, I thought, fell fairly flat.
What do you like more or dislike more, maybe? Ben Boras or Ben Mocks the Draft?
They're both.
They're very similar.
Ben Mocks the Draft is actually even harder for me.
It's so hard.
Sometimes the baseball puns just come flowing out of me.
Yes.
I'm almost as good or even better than Scott Boras at times.
All right, settle down. All right. Jeez.
The football ones are tougher.
It's unbelievable.
He's unreal. Just the self-pouching is unbelievable.
Well, it's more that some of Scott Boras's are really bad.
They're really bad.
Really bad.
Yeah. But that's what we like about them.
True.
So I can't wait.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. I actually did something very financially responsible yesterday.
What'd you do?
Well, I used to remember a long time ago, I worked across the street, and I had like a 401k from them.
You but rolled then it over?
I rolled it over into my current one, finally. It requires a few steps, and you got to, they send you a check that's made out to your new company, and then you send that in. Mm. So I think I just delayed it forever. It was just been sitting there for years.
The check or the 401?
No, the 401k. Okay. They're now sending me that. You know, I didn't work there that long, so it's not an insane amount, but it's like, it's better to have it all in one place.
Well,
than
thanks for
piecemeal.
Not supporting their bottom line anymore. I appreciate
well,
it.
I don't think that's their.
Do you want to give them some ratings
that,
too?
I think it's the company,
right?
Not the company, like the investment company that has your money. Whether it's Fidelity and Vanguard are the big ones that hold on to a lot of 401ks.
This is embarrassing to admit. I have 401k. But
yeah.
I just checked it the other day. It's not great, but
really? Do you do the full match? You got to do the company match.
I don't know.
Take
I think
advantage
so.
Of the company match.
Have you ever pulled yours early?
I took a loan out once on it.
Yeah, I've taken a loan out before, but have you ever like said, just give me the whole thing?
I did not.
I did.
You did?
Years
you
and
pulled
years
it. No wonder it's not doing that well.
I did it when
years ago.
When we got canned at 1090.
Yeah.
I was just, we didn't.
Give me the money. They're like, all right, 70% goes to us. You're like, it's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah. I was just like, look.
I mean, it's taxed, but if you take it out too, it's penalties too.
100%.
Yeah. That's
like the
worst.
The dumbest thing you can ever do.
Dumb.
And I've done it.
I had to get approved. I had to make sure I did a little bit of homework. Like, I didn't get any penalties. I was taxed like a mother on it.
I know.
But I was just like, look, we had just lost our job. I was literally moving like a month
later.
Yes,
you needed that
horrible
cash.
Timing. And I'm like, look, at the end of the day, this amount of money, it was life changing at that time, like in the moment.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like
it feels
generational,
shameful, though, doesn't it? Like
you feel like you've just
it does.
You're like I am. Such.
I was like, this money's gonna go a lot further now than
you earned that money. You were doing something good. You're saving that money, but it
all
be,
of it.
It shouldn't feel shameful to have to use it.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, I remember.
Either.
I can vividly remember calling, and the guy's like, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
And I'm like,
"Yes."
Yes.
It's like you're doing a drug deal.
Are
or something.
You sure?
It's, like, are you a junkie? You're like, maybe a little bit, but that's not what this is for. I need new furniture. But I honestly think, and do you think I'd know? I've worked for so many different companies where I had 401k. I'm sure I still have 401ks floating around out there.
Yeah.
How do I find
that's
out?
That's what I'm trying to. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, let's get these in the same place.
Is there a way to find out that? Because I can think of at least three companies. I can think of at least three companies I worked at that I'm like, I don't remember pulling any out, and I don't remember rolling anything over.
But like Ben just mentioned, like two, Fidelity and Vanguard are like
right.
two very popular ones. You don't know. You'd have to go back and be like, all right, that company that I worked for in 2005, were they a Fidelity group? Or were
I
they
have no idea.
Vanguard,
like, you should be getting like mailed
but,
statements
but I've
at
moved
some point.
So many times.
Hopefully they find you eventually. Yeah. Do people just lose their 401ks at some point? Like, I haven't seen a statement from that company in years. Does it still exist?
Right. Or have they gone bankrupt? Told you this story about that 88-year-old man yesterday.
Right.
He worked for GM for 60 years.
Pension gone.
They go bankrupt. There goes your pension.
How do I... If I don't remember the name of the...
company you
the
worked
company,
at?
No, I know the names of the companies
then
I
you're
worked
screwed.
At. I know the names of the companies I worked at. How do I find out? Oh, okay, here we go. There's a website that finds your 401ks.
I'm sure there is.
Give me one if you
no,
could.
No,
because
no, you
I'll
should not.
Up,
you should.
No,
you
yeah,
should
fact,
not
you should
be
not.
Looking up
you're
or Googling
somehow get
anything.
Scammed somehow.
Do not look
end
this
end up owing more money.
Yes, sir. Please
yes.
give me your
send,
social security.
Yes, send, yeah, send me.
yeah, yeah. For
we'll
sure.
find all your 401ks.
We're gonna send
for
it
you.
To you on iTunes gift cards.
Yes. No, you should not look up anything about
yeah, that's
this.
A good point, Polly.
You're going to go down a rabbit hole, start submitting information. It's a bad idea.
Woods is going to end up giving his 401k away.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that they would have found me by now, but if they have your money, they're not real eager to let you
to
get it.
Notify you. Like, you know, this is going to let us hold on to it. We're just going to keep holding on to it.
Isn't it amazing that I've never bought a timeshare?
It is amazing.
Yeah,
I've never bought a timeshare.
That is one I was scared off early on.
I almost want to buy one just so I can get out of one with that guy who gets you out of the timeshare. What's his name?
That guy talks like this.
The guy that talks like this. I will get you. I am not a lawyer. I've never met a lawyer I like, but I will get you out of your timeshare.
No, sounds fun.
Never bought a timeshare.
Wesley Hoagland.
I got it.
It's weird, though. I know, like, two people very well. Adam is one of them. We've talked about his experience with the timeshare. I have another, like, one of my closest friends. He goes, oh, yeah, me and my wife took our daughter to Hawaii. We did a timeshare thing. He goes, it was as amazing as it sounds. Like, he goes, we went to one 20-minute meeting. They were just like, yeah, we know you're not going to buy this. We know you're just here for the free trip. That's fine. We just have to do these meetings. They got their quotas, too. And he goes, never heard from them again. Enjoyed four nights in Hawaii.
I'm actually surprised that he over here hasn't employed that strategy more. Let's check traffic.
Oh, hang on.
Now it's too late.
Now I got to reset.
He's got to reset.
No.
Star. Kelly's got it. We got to give Kelly the cue. Kelly, ready in 3, 2, 1, go. They actually make the football watching fairly simple this weekend for college fans. They don't overlap too many of the good games. There's actually four games tonight. The biggest one is number 24 North Texas against number 20 Tulane in the American Athletic Conference Championship game. That's 5:00 on ABC, which is my network. That's why I'm not anchoring. Now I know why I'm not anchoring after the 4:00
there
news.
There you go.
Because we got college football on tonight right after my 4:00 news tonight. And then you've got UNLV Boise State at Fox on the same time. So if you want to watch the Mountain West Championship, but the AAC game is actually much more important. 4:00 on ESPN is Troy, James Madison. James Madison could get into the playoff as well if things break the right way.
Awesome.
If they win today. So that's a somewhat important game on ESPN.
That's
tomorrow.
Today.
Five games, but the big three. 9 a.m. BYU, Texas Tech. Number 11, BYU. Your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You're going to be watching that one very closely.
Okay. Who am I? I'm rooting.
You're rooting for Texas Tech.
For Tech.
Because BYU wins, they're automatically in. And if Texas Tech loses, they're probably still in anyway because they're number 4. They're not going to drop eight spots.
Right.
So you probably that means both of them get in, which means someone gets bumped out. And it could be Notre Dame. So that's the first game. That's the Big 12 championship. Then at 1:00, ABC again, we've got Georgia-Alabama SEC championship.
Rooting for Georgia.
Number 3, Georgia. Number 9, Alabama. Yeah, you'd be rooting for Georgia. Doesn't mean a loss by Alabama knocks them out. I think that's why they moved them up to 9. So they didn't have to knock them out if they lost. But if they win, they're definitely in, and Georgia ain't going anywhere.
With 3 losses,
yes.
Right?
Cool. No, awesome. If they lose, they'd have 3. They have 2
Alabama?
Now. Yeah. If they win, they're in for sure with 2. And then finally, you've got 2 games at 5:00. You've got the Duke-Virginia game. The winner, not necessarily in. If Duke wins, they may not get in.
They have 5 losses.
So they probably won't get in. Virginia gets in. They're number 17 if they win.
You can't have a team in a 12-team playoff
with
5 losses.
That's the ACC championship. But the one that everyone is waiting for, number 1 versus number 2, the league rivals that never played each other this year, Ohio State, Indiana, the Big Ten championship on Fox at 5:00. The winner, of course, gets the number 1 overall seed in the playoff and the bye. The loser still has an argument that they should get a bye. Remember, you don't have to win your conference to get a bye anymore. That changed this year. So the loser may still get the 3 or the 4 seed, but the winner is definitely getting the number 1 seed and goes in undefeated as the only undefeated team in the country.
So nervous.
Yeah, you're a big Texas Tech Red Raider fan.
Again.
That's how you did
life. Life comes full circle. Yeah, life comes full circle.
You actually get to cheer for your alma mater.
Guns up, everybody.
To help your favorite team. Is that what they say?
Yeah, guns up.
Doesn't seem politically correct anymore.
Right?
You and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, me and Patty Mahomes and Bam Morris. Listen, got my 10 wins. I got to be happy, I guess. And the number 4 recruiting class. You just roll with it, but I sure hope they get in. But yeah.
If it was up to Coach O, you wouldn't have a chance. He liked the 4-team play.
Bro, if it was up to Coach O, it would be Ohio State.
It might be just the UPI voting for the champion at the end of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever that is.
Going to be some good games, man. It's fun.
Fun. And simple. It's not a million games. It's just keep watching them starting tonight and into tomorrow. Plenty of good college football.
I, for one, can't wait to see James Madison in a playoff.
The one argument against the 12-team playoff is that these games aren't quite as important. Like,
not
you
at
know,
all.
You know the loser of Ohio State, Indiana is still
they're
getting
going,
in.
Right.
And probably getting a bye. So it diminishes a little bit the importance of that game It's not as big as it would have been. But that's
this year.
It shouldn't be. It's not a playoff
year,
game.
Correct.
It's just
it
a
changes.
Conference championship
there's,
game.
There's
some years
be,
it is.
There's going to be conference championships
that
plenty
decide,
where
yeah.
that will they will decide who goes on to the playoffs.
If you want the most the highest stakes game is clearly North Texas Tulane. The winner of that game gets in,
wow.
and the loser is out.
That's
that
awesome.
Is the biggest game.
It just sucks
of the
it's
weekend.
Not
it's
the
just
big
not
names.
The big names, but that's the one that's undoubtedly a play in, and your win. You're going to be in game.
So sick. Yeah. Love that. When's that one?
That's tonight at 5 on ABC.
All right, cool.
Oh, my buddy Alex, big Tulane guy.
Really?
He's
really?
He went to Tulane.
The Green
yeah.
Wave.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Tulane's
amazing.
In New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Well, I hope everybody has a good weekend. What's on the agenda? Golf?
Not at the moment. We have to do more decorating around the house.
Yeah. Did you get the tree up?
Did get the tree up.
Nice.
Yes. Undecorated.
Stockings?
The tree is up. Yeah, we have to get the stockings out.
The whole
wife and I are going to the debut tonight, I think. It's mm-hmm. the first night of the Holiday Winterland Market, what are they calling it, at Petco
Holiday
Park?
Wonderland at Petco Park.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Which would have been the Mountain West Championship game had both yeah. San Diego State and SDFC won and hosted, but neither happened. So Holiday Wonderland it up, Pauly. Enjoy
have a good
yourself.
Weekend, everybody. All the Tier 1s love you.
All right, that is it for us. We will talk to you again Monday morning. Sammy will be live from the winter meetings. Until then, for Executive Producer Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.